Hey, this is Sai from Soft Voices Podcast. This podcast is actually, I don't know, it's kind of a tool in which I can talk more about astrology, something I love, and also utilize tarot the way I already do, you know, with you know, readings and things like that, but more often, and teach people little things about astrology as much as possible while actually doing something, again, enjoyable, like pick a cards and using it for reflective purposes. If you want a journal, this might be a good sign to start, whether that's drawing or writing or whatever. That's definitely what I'm going to use this for. But I'm going to keep these pretty short, to the point, quick, and just explain little things so that people who maybe aren't as interested in astrology and or tarot can just have a good time. You can take this as seriously or not as seriously as you like, but I read intuitively, and I love tarot cards, specifically the designs, and I collect as many decks as possible, so I want to be able to use them. So this podcast, again, is just me explaining a little bit about what I'm talking about for the day, which today it's about the sun and in astrology, and then doing the pick a card. So let's actually get started with that. So the sun in astrology, usually when people talk about it, we'll say that it's the ego. It's the thing that is the forefront of our personality. And then we sort of get into a conversation about the rising sign, because that is what it really is seen as, the forefront of our personality. It's your vibe. It's what people think when they see you. You know, like if someone's an Aquarius rising, usually you'll get that vibe of like, oh, I can sense that Aquarius energy. But obviously with the sun, it's going to be that quick sort of thing that everyone knows, because everyone at the very least usually knows their sun sign. So again, it's that very basic part of your personality, basic as in simple, not as in you're basic. But I like to think of the sun as something that brightens whatever it's in. So the sun in like the fifth house, which the sun rules Leo in the fifth, that's someone who's very creative and very good at being creative. And that's something that's very beautiful about them. So the sun is the brightness, the highlight of you. And so this pick a card I want to do is essentially asking, how is my sun reflected in me? Like, what does the sun do for me? What great thing about me can people see? So this is sort of supposed to be validating. So this is not attacking anyone, which tarot can sometimes feel like that. So let's get started. I'm going to explain the piles, like the charms on them, and you get to pick a pile, and then we'll do the readings. Like I said, in and out. Just relax and listen. Okay, so I have four piles today. The first pile has a ribcage charm on it. This charm was actually on a necklace and it broke, which I'm very sad about. It is silver and it's kind of scratched a little bit. But it's so beautiful. I love, love, love this charm. That's the first pile. The second pile has a shell on it. It is actually one of the few shells that I have that is not painted, because usually I paint my shells. It's like beige, very standard shell you'd find on the beach. That's the second pile. The third pile is a charm that was also on a necklace. I think it broke. And I got this at, I think, an antique or a vintage store. And it has blue lining with some like old-timey type flower art in the middle. And that's the third pile. And the fourth pile, now that I'm thinking about it, is kind of random. The charm is actually like a stress, I don't know how to explain it. It's almost like a stress acorn. It's hard. It has crevices in it. It's brown. My sister actually gave this to me. Is that right? Gave me this. because she worked at an alternative medicine clinic, and she told me that this would help alleviate my stress if I roll it around in my hand. So it is kind of like a stress ball. So let's take a few deep breaths and then let's get started. Make your selection. Okay. So let's start with pile one, with the ribcage charm. So for your archetype, I'm going to move some stuff around here. For your archetype, you have visionary, child eternal, and detective. Let's see. For your tarot, you have Temperance, like your traditional tarot, Temperance, the Six of Wands, and the Ace of Swords. Okay. And then for this planet card, you have Uranus. Interesting. For other astrology cards, you have the Ninth and the Tenth House. I'm moving stuff around. That's why you hear the bumps. Spirituality and religion card. I'm going to lay them all out. Oracle cards. Trust. Energy healing. You're on the right path. Your other astrology cards are, you and your loved ones are safe. New moon in Cancer. Your commitment is being tested, first quarter moon, and I had to sneak one love card in here. Engagement. Your love life is ascending to a higher level of commitment. So this one is pretty straightforward to me, especially since you got Temperance. I used to get Temperance quite a lot. I feel like how the sun is reflected in you is you have a lot of great ideas, and I feel like you're very spiritual. Especially with this spirituality, obviously the spirituality and religion card, but it goes with the Ninth House and the energy healing, oracle cards, you're on the right path. I feel like you have a lot of great ideas, and you can use these ideas in whatever way you want. But it is really noticeable about you. It is something that you carry with you. You are full of creativity. You are full of brightness. You are full of the child eternal energy, that determination to remain young in body, mind, and spirit. You know, you see things that other people don't see with your observation and intuition, this detective card. The Ace of Swords, lets me know that you have a lot of great ideas. You're very good at communicating and expressing yourself. And maybe your commitment right now is actually genuinely being tested, because engagement obviously doesn't just need to be about you literally getting engaged. Engagement is a commitment. So it could be right now your commitment to whatever it is that your ideas maybe is being tested right now, but have faith, because your ideas are unique and no one else thinks like you and has ideas like you have. Even with this Uranus card, I know that you're completely innovative. So that's really beautiful. Okay. Starting it off right. Like, just carry that with you today. Okay, let's go to the next pile. I really like that. I like when stuff just like comes easily and naturally. Also, this visionary card is very beautiful. Capacity to envision what is not yet conceivable to others. Just pure innovation. I didn't really get, like, I wonder what your sun sign is. I'm getting like an air sign feeling, but with the Temperance card, perhaps a Sagittarius. Okay. On to the next pile, which is the shell. Do, 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 do. Okay. So this is if you picked pile two. You have addict as your archetype card. Fool, thief. Okay. Okay. Have faith in your dreams. Don't let your past hold you back. Don't let pride get in your way. For this astrology card, you have in the seventh house. So you have the seventh house. Let's see your tarot. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. We have the Tower, Ten of Swords, and the Hermit. Life purpose cards, we have yoga, study, and protected. For the other astrology cards, we have the sun. Oh, pretty. The sun, just what we're talking about. Essence, energy, life force, creativity, honor your father, or the paternal parent or whatever guardian you want to consider. And then we have complexity. For your karma cards, we have trees, the high priestess, food and hunger. And then for last but not least, love card, calling in your soulmate. Okay, so with this whole deck, what I'm getting, especially with these tarot cards, the Tower, the Hermit, the Ten of Swords, you have been through a lot. With the Thief and the Addict and the Fool, you have been through so much. And the thing that the way that the sun is reflected in you, the best thing about you is that you persevere through it all. Perhaps right now you're also being tested. Maybe it's not just been your whole life, but I have a feeling that you've been through a lot. You know what it is to really go through it, to be in pain and to suffer, but you are so resilient and you are able to make it through. The Fool card, fearlessly revealing emotion, helping people laugh at absurdity and hypocrisy. But the shadow side of that is using humor to wound rather than liberate. So, you know, all of these obviously have their shadow side, but ultimately you are very, very funny, and you shed light on the potential wealth within you that can never be stolen, thief. The addict card helps you recognize and confront addictive behavior. You somehow always make it through because you're protected. I feel like you're very intellectual. You study, you do yoga, you meditate, you take time out of your day to work things out. You like challenges, complexity, puzzles. And the seventh house, I think, especially with calling in your soulmate, I think that you're so used to being on your own that it might be helpful for you to actually try to make connections at this point in your life. But again, it's not a bad thing that you know how to be happy by yourself. And that, again, it's not your fault that you've been put through quite a lot. Don't let pride get in your way. Goes with the seventh house and the calling in your soulmate. Don't let your past hold you back. Have faith in your dreams. So, yeah, allow yourself to make connections with people. Just because you know how to be alone, and you know how to study by yourself and meditate and stick to yourself, does not mean you always have to do that. I think this is a good time to remind you to continue forward And always push yourself to try things that you feel like you will actually like, but you just haven't ever done before. So, but again, you're just very resilient person. I love that. Okay. Moving on. We're going to group three with the antique charm with the flowers on it. Sometimes I think these cards like kind of hate me a little bit. They do not like me. Okay. Pile three. Let's see what some positive stuff about you is. Oh, archetype cards. Femme fatale. Scribe. Mystic. Oh, I'm getting Pisces energy. The last group I felt Virgo. This is giving me Pisces. This is giving me Scorpio. It's serving me. Surrender to the divine. Full moon. Expect powerful change. New moon and eclipse. Astrology cards. Mars. Passion. Let's see. Astrology. Another astrology cards. Seventh house. Okay. Neptune. Dreams. Trine. Flow. Let's see the karma cards. Health and forgiveness. Life purpose cards, nutrition, books, let go. Oop. I swear everything is always falling. So we have the Page of Wands and the Six of Pentacles and the Two of Wands. Okay, so, love card, getting to know each other. As you reveal your innermost selves to each other, you bond deeply. Okay. So I think the really great thing about you is you are capable of great spiritual knowledge. You're very intuitive. You have the power to manifest. And not even just like manifest as in manifest, but like really think things and put things out there. And because you put such great energy out there in the world, and you're a healer, this healing and this health and this nutrition card, maybe you like to cook. Maybe you're a really great cook. Maybe you're just really into health and wellness, regardless of what that is. I feel like you can make these things happen. You love books. Maybe you should write, because we have the scribe and the books card. Perhaps you're a great writer. Trine. Dream. So we have the flow. So I love this dreams card, because it goes with the expect powerful change and the mystic card. The power of your dreams. It's powerful. Forgiveness goes with let go. I don't know what you need to let go or what you need to forgive, but you need to forgive it. The femme fatale card kind of goes with the Mars card and the seventh as well. All these are kind of, they go really well together. I love it. Surrender to the divine. Give yourself over to something bigger than you. But that is the great thing about you, that you are incredibly capable of these things, of having powerful things happen to you, of being passionate, of putting all your love and care into what you do, of relating to people, of being that femme fatale. Highlights the erotic energy of the feminine, opens your heart when your dependency is rejected. You always have the capability to open your heart. And with the forgiveness and letting go, maybe it's not that you need to forgive or you need to let go, but that people take advantage of how forgiving you are and how much you let things go. But with the getting to know each other card in the seventh house, I feel like you love to get to know people, and that's what's great about you. You love to get to know people. You have a very, very open heart. Like even the Page of Wands. Wow. Yeah. You're just a very, very, this is a very youthful, sweet person. That's why I put this charm on here. I originally was going to put the shell on this group, and just as I put it down, it fell, and I was like, oh, I'm taking that as a sign that I need to put this charm in the next group. So I ended up putting on this one, and I was very correct. This is definitely the flower. Very, like, I don't know, you just have a very sweet soul. So I love this group. I, like I said, I'm getting like water sign vibes here. When we love to see it, like I said, harness the power of your dreams. Harness. Okay. Like I said, you are very, very sweet. Okay. On to the last pile. I kind of made a mess here. I need to stop doing this. I'm excited to kind of do the next episode when we start talking about, I think we're going to talk about the moon next time. So we're going to talk about like emotional, private stuff. Okay. On to the fourth and final pile with the stress acorn. Let's see what you've got. Last but not least. Okay, we have Samaritan. Aw, we have Healer. We have, oh, you guys have four of these. Destroyer. And then we have Warrior. I'm like moving my mic around quite a lot. Calm down. Confidence is your key to success. New Moon in Leo. Nope. Prosperity lies ahead. New Moon in Taurus. Lots of two new moons. Pretty. Options. Light and love. Angels. And phobias. Opposition. Balance. 11th house. The edge. And then, huh. Oh, we have another card with the life purpose. The environmentalist. You're an earth angel who was born to protect, nurture, and teach about nature and animals. So for your other astrology card, we have the 11th house again. Okay, so tarot, we have the Six of Wands, Justice, the Eight of Wands, and then we have the Hanged Man. Okay, so when your love card is unrequited love. Okay, so this is crazy. I get the feeling that you are very big in helping others and working for your community. The 11th house is friendship, friend groups, friendship, yes. But it could also be the community. It is humanity, it's hope, it's all that Aquarian energy, the future. You're very much like an organizer. You're very involved in volunteering and helping others. That's the Healer. That's the Samaritan. That's the Destroyer. That's the Warrior. You see the ways in which you can help people and you go for it. You associate with people and you care about the environment and about the earth. You make sacrifices with the Hanged Man, you know, and you're passionate. With this Justice card, when you see that's that Libra energy, that need for equality and balance, and which goes with the opposite. Wait, does this go with that? Yeah, what goes with the opposition card, which is about balance. Justice, like you need things to be balanced and fair. And when you see people are being treated wrong, you know what you have to do. But you have so many options. Consider the career possibilities that are open to you. Your purpose is to bring divine healing and light to the world. So you're just meant to be, you're a helpful person. You are so protected in this goal and in these characteristics that you have, these great things about you. I feel like with the unrequited love card though, there's not enough attraction or chemistry to keep this relationship going. I feel like you maybe neglect other parts of your life, things that have to do with you, because you make things about other people, because you care so much, which is not a bad thing. It's the best thing about you. This is what this episode is about, the sun. And this is, again, this is the greatest part of you, but you also deserve to be cared for. You deserve to have the energy that you put out. You deserve to get it back. You do. But we don't do things just for the purpose of receiving. Though, just because we don't do that does not mean we don't deserve to receive. So, Like I said, the best part of your personality is just how much you care and how passionate you are for the community. I feel like you do a lot of work for everyone, for your friends, for your again, your community, your groups, common goals. Yeah, you just, and again, the balance goes so well with the Justice card. You mirror other people, you interact, you confront, you are very hands-on. Prosperity lies ahead. Confidence is key. Okay. That was the fourth group. We did it. We did it. We did it. All right. Thank you for checking out this episode. I'm excited to do the next one, in which we talk about probably the moon. I feel like that's the natural progression of things. But we could also just go to the fifth house, I guess, if I felt like doing it that way. I don't know. Regardless, thank you for listening. I hope this made you feel good and that you know that these things are things that are uniquely amazing about you. I'm sure you're going to meet people who have similar goals and have similar characteristics, but only you can do the things that you can do. And it's good to sometimes stop and feel validated and feel grateful. I don't even know if that's really the right word in this instance, but honestly, to feel grateful for who you are, because again, that's great. That's the best part. So, all right. See you guys next time. Let me know what your signs are. I feel like the last group maybe was a Libra or an Aquarius. I was also getting air sign vibes, but I'm also air signs, so we see each other everywhere. All right, take care. Bye.